What happens when a former Goldman Sachs analyst finds herself knee-deep in manure? After losing my Wall Street job during the 2008 financial crisis, I impulsively volunteered at an organic dairy farm, expecting a brief pastoral adventure. Instead, I discovered cows shackled by heavy neck chains in cramped concrete stalls, unable to turn around or clean themselves, controlled by crude shit trainers that delivered electric shocks. The stark contrast between the farm's cheerful marketing and the grim reality shocked me to my core. Even more surprising was the farm owner Irene's confession. Once passionate about organic farming, she now felt trapped by bank loans and equipment investments, desperate to leave dairy farming altogether. Only her daughter Annie showed genuine connection with the animals, giving each cow a name and recognizing their distinct personalities and emotional bonds. What began as a simple volunteer vacation evolved into an obsession I couldn't shake, launching me on a 4-year investigative journey spanning 8 countries across 4 continents. At Brick Roberts' egg operation, thousands of hens lived in battery cages stacked 3 levels high in a windowless warehouse. Each bird had less than 67 square inches, smaller than a sheet of paper, causing severe feather loss and bone weakness. The ammonia-filled air burned my eyes. When one hen unfurled her wings, spanning nearly 30 inches within her tiny cage, I felt secretly elated despite Brick's cursing. This moment crystallized modern farming's fundamental injustice: creatures built for movement reduced to production units. The pig facilities revealed even worse conditions. While 2-month-old piglets appeared curious, by 4 months, 200-pound pigs lived marinated in manure with less space than human toddlers in cribs. Worker Charlie acknowledged their intelligence. Pigs are smart. They're really curious. They learn to share. Yet these same animals suffered tail docking without anesthesia to prevent stress-induced biting. Traditional farming practices allowing natural behaviors had been replaced by mechanized systems focused solely on maximum production and profit. The term free range conjures images of animals roaming grassy pastures, exactly what the industry wants you to believe. At one supposedly free range turkey farm, I found 4,500 tiny turkeys that were declawed, de-beaked, and de-snooted to prevent attacks in crowded conditions. These turkeys would never go outdoors due to a broken fence that wouldn't be fixed before slaughter. Brick Roberts entered free-range turkey farming after his pig farm burned down, seeing it as low volume, high margin. While publicly claiming to work with Mother Nature, he privately admitted most free-range farms were bullshit, with patches of dirt too small for birds to use. This disconnect extends to other misleading labels. Natural has no legal definition for most products, farm fresh can mean factory-farmed eggs, and even organic often fails to address animal welfare. Farm animals rarely appear in meat advertising. Marketing focuses on the final product, the sizzling steak or golden roast chicken, never the actual creatures being raised and slaughtered. When animals do appear, they're cartoon characters or stylized silhouettes, maintaining our disconnect from the living beings our meat comes from. At Blackwater Slaughterhouse, I witnessed profound human trauma alongside animal suffering. The owner, Nader, displayed scarred hands and wore a steel bracelet for carpal tunnel syndrome. "I think my problems are because of all the killing," he admitted, describing his psychiatric medications. "My job is very violent. I'm killing them. It doesn't feel good." About 1/3 of slaughtered animals had organs with pus-filled abscesses, yet these diseased parts entered rendering bins as feed for other farm animals. Government oversight was minimal. Inspector Mahara appeared briefly every 2 hours to check carcasses while avoiding witnessing the actual killing. Research confirms slaughterhouse work causes psychological trauma, leading to substance abuse and criminal behavior. Communities with slaughter plants experience increases in violent crime, rape, and child abuse, another hidden cost of our industrial meat system. For days afterward, I remained shell-shocked. At Blackwater, something in me had been permanently altered. My journey brightened considerably at the Lemon family's Mennonite farm in Belize. Three generations of women, 18-year-old Abby, 26-year-old Nancy, and 10-year-old Katie, ran a paradise of biodiversity. 30 cows rotated through 21 pastures daily, with Abby knowing each cow's name and preferences. Their Rhode Island red hens lived in spacious, sunlit enclosures, free to roam each evening. When we visited an egg farm belonging to Geraldine's friend Laura, we found 1,000 Rhode Island reds confined in wire cages above accumulated manure. The Lemon women were horrified. Katie nearly cried, Geraldine berated her friend, and Abby stood shocked. Their reaction confirmed the system's cruelty, though Laura remained unmoved. Studies show women consistently demonstrate more concern for farm animals, favor better treatment, and make more sustainable food choices. Yet agriculture remains dominated by men, with few women executives despite women being the primary food purchasers. Increasing women's leadership in agriculture could shift the industry toward more humane and sustainable methods. Standing on a Vermont mountain at North Hollow Farm, watching cattle graze freely across lush valleys, I realized farms fall into four distinct categories: large industrial, factory farms prioritizing efficiency; small industrial, rare due to skill disadvantages; small pastoral, traditional family farms using humane methods but struggling economically; and large pastoral, operations successfully combining scale with welfare-oriented practices. The optimal path forward combines the economies of large operations with welfare benefits of pastoral farming through 8 key solutions: promoting large-scale pastoral farms, using natural breeds, increasing gender diversity in leadership, fostering internal commitments from producers, implementing meaningful inspections, enacting meaningful welfare regulations, requiring accurate marketing, and strengthening organic standards. The European Union demonstrates the feasibility of large-scale reform through comprehensive bans on battery cages, gestation crates, and veal crates, improving millions of animals' lives while maintaining productive agricultural systems. These changes prove transformation is possible when consumers, producers, and policymakers align around ethical principles. Farm animal welfare directly impacts human health, environmental sustainability, and social justice. Disease outbreaks like bird flu and swine flu show how animal suffering affects humans. Factory farms endanger wildlife through habitat destruction and pollution. Over 97% of America's native grasslands have been lost primarily to agriculture, causing grassland bird populations to decline more than any other group. As Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." My 4-year journey transformed me from a Wall Street professional to an agricultural investigator, replacing high heels with manure-stained boots. I developed deeper appreciation for animals, became more open-minded, and abandoned my materialistic values. The future of farming is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. By supporting farms that treat animals with respect, we create a food system honoring the interconnected web of life that sustains us all. Every food choice either perpetuates suffering or promotes compassion. Which world will you help create with your next meal?